This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Like Christmas everywhere you go.
Why not?
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Take a look in the 5 and 10. Are there even any more 5 and 10s? This is
Silver Lanes Aglow.
This song has been around for a long time. A lot like Christmas. If you're listening to the radio and thinking, hey, it's time for a change, I think we've all said that every time I've announced that a station went to country music, Victoria, you and Jennifer have both cheered, yay!
Yeah.
Because it does.
It's comforting.
Yeah, that's right. It is. It's sets a different tone for sure. The year 2020, one thing we know about it, it's not like your average year, and there are already spikes in streaming of Christmas music, so that's causing radio stations to flip the switch earlier and to get more involved. So before Halloween, we all think, oh my God, can you imagine Christmas? I think this year you're going to have Christmas music and a lot of it before Halloween. As a matter of fact, next week or 10 days, I think you'll see a lot of stations flipping over. And it's always really good for their ratings, not to make it too inside, but the ratings always, every Christmas season, the fourth quarter of the year, the ratings for the Christmas music stations is always fabulous. And, of course, the radio people always want to extend, radio people being radio people, well, we always want to spread a good story, right? We were number one in December. Okay, well, it's July. What are you going to do for me? Well, we're going to be back to Christmas music in the fall. We'll be number one again.
I think Halloween this year is on a Saturday night, so I think that makes it more fun. And I think then the next morning we get an extra hour of sleep with daylight savings. And I think on November, that's Sunday, November 1st, I think that day is when you're going... I think that day is when we're going to hear a lot of Christmas music. I think people are excited for Halloween, at least amongst, you know, our group. We've all been talking about it, and Halloween is always fun, and with movies and things like that. Candy sales are actually doing better than people thought. So Halloween is going to be okay. And then I really firmly believe that the day after we go right to Christmas.
Well,
I think Thanksgiving is going to kind of fall apart this year, but Christmas is where everyone's going.
Thanksgiving is going to be, right.
We're not even doing Thanksgiving in our family. We're going to sit outside and have a cocktail with my parents, and that'll be it.
The kids and I were talking about me coming because flying is easier now in a sense that you don't have to worry about it. As a matter of fact, if you want to make note of this for your travel plans, I'm going to California in a couple of weeks. This is only the second time I've been out there since last March, which is probably a record for me in the last 30-some-odd years. I usually go out there to see the children, even in the summertime. It's harder on the farm for me to go in the real peak months, June, July, and August, but I always make it out once a month anyway, and I haven't been there but once the whole summer. There's a new study, Victoria, that basically explains the risks. This is something that has kept people off of airplanes, but you know what? Don't use it as a way to keep your, you know, if you feel like you're going to get the virus, you're not going to get it on an airplane, because this study underscores how dangerous or not it is on a plane. As a matter of fact, your risk on a plane is virtually non-existent as long as you are wearing a mask.
As long as everyone is. This is the thing that really, like this study, for anybody out there who's an anti-masker, and we know that there are plenty of them, and people say, oh, well, the mask doesn't do anything. Okay, well, this is coming from our Defense Department. So if you want to believe something, this is coming from the Defense Department.
It's not coming from the airlines at all.
Right. So
although United participated in the study.
Because they use the planes, the United planes, to test it. So the Defense Department says if everyone on the plane wears a mask, this is your chance of getting coronavirus. It's 0.003%. That's the chance that you have of a particle going from one mask to a masked person to another. So, and that's even if the person is sitting right next to you. So don't tell me, I'm so sick of people saying, well, the mask doesn't do anything. Do not tell me that the mask does nothing, because this is coming from the Defense Department. And they have now narrowed it down to, even if you are sitting next to a person, if you both have a mask on, it's 0.003% chance.
Anybody
so
who says
Dr.
That
Fauci has been right all along.
What they're talking about in that, in terms of the
I'm
masks.
Just, but you hear it too, right?
I do. Yeah.
There's so many people. Oh, the mask doesn't do anything, or you know, people. You know, oh, I'm only wearing it as a courtesy. Well, no, dummy, it's not a courtesy. You're actually
I'm wearing
protecting
it as
yourself.
A courtesy, but I'm also wearing it as protection.
Right.
Now, this is very interesting, because the planes now have these new modern ventilation systems. They tested Boeing planes. They did not test Airbuses. As a matter of fact, the planes that were used, and this may go over everybody's head who doesn't pay attention to planes like I do, but they used United 767s and 777s. They are the larger planes, so they would have more people in them, and it would make sense to test those planes to see how that was all being handled.
I would guess Airbus has got to be the same for air filtration.
Yeah, same new systems, of course, they have to be. So here's something else that I found out this weekend. I was visited on Saturday by a woman who works in the L.A. office of American Airlines, who's become a friend through another friend. And she came east. She wanted to come to the farm. So as she was talking with me about the farm, I was talking to her about American Airlines and what was going on there. Listen to this, Victoria. You think these people haven't been hurt? American, through last March, was running hourly service between Los Angeles and New York. 14 flights a day in each direction. They now have two. They're using, they had been running three-class service in these new Airbus, what they call the 321T, and they've stopped that. They've parked those planes, and they're now using 777s that they were using for Europe. But the most profitable route American has is New York, Los Angeles. And you figure if they're running their hourly service 14 flights a day and the planes are full in each direction, now they've got it down to two. Granted, they're using bigger planes, but still, what is that? I mean, their other most probably the top two routes they have, New York, L.A., New York, London. London, they were running, I think they have five flights a day, or they did have five or maybe six flights a day to London from New York. One. They're running one now. So if you don't think, but now, and the reason for us telling this story is because if you have an idea that you want to travel, you know, there have been a couple of other surveys that have come out over the weekend finding many travelers still are hesitant because of coronavirus. And you can thank the news media for scaring your pants off about that. 67% of those responding to a travel survey say they are uncertain about whether they ought to take a vacation. They don't want to get on a plane. Online booking site Travelocity found 57% of Americans say they won't travel for the year-end holidays. The findings are in line with advice from the Center for Disease Control. Why? Why would the Center for Disease Control, given what we just said about the planes being safe as long as you wear a mask?
Right, but here's the thing, though, Doug. I've had several friends who had to fly because of family emergencies or whatever, and a friend of mine just flew back from Florida. She lives in Maryland, and she said that people all around her had pulled their mask down and sat there without a mask on the whole time. So it's that study shows that if everyone wears a mask and keeps it on, then it's the safest. But most people are not doing that. I'm not
so
getting on a plane.
So if you're not wearing a mask, you're the problem.
Well, but the problem is, she said it made her nervous. She had a shield on and she had a mask underneath it. But she said that the flight attendants didn't tell anyone, sorry, you have to put your mask back up. No one's doing that. And I guess the flight attendants don't want to, I don't know, maybe they don't want to get involved in an altercation. I'm not sure. But she said it was very distressing that this was a full flight and, you know, everyone around her pulled their mask down.
If you don't want to get sick or if you want to have the country benefit, not fall apart, then wear your mask. That's simple. And if you are stupid enough to say that nothing beneficial happens and I'm not going to wear a mask, then you are the problem. You are the problem. Anyway, the AAA survey also looking at the number of people who took trips this summer for their vacation, what they did. The top five driving destinations were Denver, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Diego, and Seattle. I thought that was pretty interesting. Vacation trips, car, and the rental or selling of these recreational vehicles.
Woof. Yeah.
Through the roof. Boy,
yeah.
Would I like to have a dealership.
We took two car trips. Yeah, we've taken two car trips, one in August and then one 2 weekends ago, and to about the same amount of distance, about 2 hours away, which seems to kind of be the norm. And Airbnb is also, you know, not in this study, but Airbnb has seen that same pattern. People are driving to no more than 250 miles away from their home, but Airbnb rentals are way up, so that's good news. So it just, it's everything has shifted. It's become just it's a different model now.
A lot of things are different. Yeah, a lot of things are different. Speaking of that, I thought it was interesting that there was a group of nonprofits that got together to help black individuals and families secure jobs and get financial wellness in Long Island. $175,000 in grants for this is the Long Island Racial Equity Donor Collaborative that was announced. Donor Collaborative was launched a couple of years ago. They were trying to further a more financially inclusive and racially equitable Long Island. I've seen these sort of things going on in other communities as well, where, and I don't know whether this is a result of more focus on Black Lives Matter or whatever it is.
I think it is.
Is it?
I've seen it popping. Yeah. I think people are more aware, and I think people are actually taking action this time. I don't think this is, people aren't just sitting back and going, oh, well, whatever, the problem will fix itself. People are actually taking strong steps to helping, and I think it's wonderful.
Well, the COVID thing has disproportionately impacted a lot of different diverse communities in our country. It's resulting in more people expressing interest in life insurance, for example. Here's Andy Solomon to explain how that works.
As the global pandemic increases financial woes for many, Prudential Financial wants to bring attention to the importance of protecting yourself and your family. Celine Hitchcock-Gear, president of Prudential Individual Life Insurance, shares more.
Americans from all backgrounds share common financial goals, yet Prudential's recent financial wellness census shows that the black community places greater emphasis than the general population on living responsibly today and providing for others.
In these uncertain economic times, seeking financial advice is more important than ever, and Prudential research also shows that black Americans are more likely than the general population to continue working with a financial professional.
Whether you speak with a financial professional or even research and shop online, life insurance can be a purchase that doesn't break the bank, that helps to keep your loved ones protected from facing serious financial hardship.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all. And they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
She left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory talk.
I'm chuckling, and this fellow has passed away. Johnny Bush, the songwriter for Whiskey River and a big-time country singer, has been pronounced dead at the age of 65. I guess Limbaugh used to call it assuming room temperature. Anyway, he co-wrote Willie Nelson's signature opening number, Whiskey River. Born in Houston, 1935, Bush received his big break from Willie Nelson, who helped him land a job as a drummer in Ray Price's band, the Old Cherokee Cowboys. I remember them from when I was playing country music in the 60s, for heaven's sakes. Nelson would go on to bankroll Bush's debut single in 1967. It was called Sound of a Heartache, and vouched for Bush's talent in a message on the back cover of the album. With his career off the ground, Bush began writing and recording in earnest, including 72's Whiskey River. But it was Nelson who made the song his own, releasing it on 1973's Shotgun Willie and using it to open his concerts.
I love Willie Nelson's version of Whiskey River. I don't like this, but I love how Willie did it.
Yeah. Well, play the other song that you got there, Phil. Will you? You Gave Me a Mountain. It's another very popular song. Marty Robbins did this. Elvis also always sang.
I can picture Elvis singing this.
Yeah. Well, Marty Robbins was fabulous. Had a great voice for this sort of thing. This guy wasn't a great singer, but he really had a creative mind when it came to imagining how the music would sound and getting it into the hands of the right singers, as you just suggested, like Willie for Whiskey River and Elvis for You Gave Me a Mountain. But I'll tell you, if you listen to Marty Robbins' version of that, you'll get goosebumps as well. He did a song called There Stands the Glass in 1953 for Webb Pierce that did very well. So fast forward to the late 70s, he began suffering a series of vocal problems that threatened to derail his career. He had a neurological disorder, started vocal and speech therapy, and got Botox injection to restore his range. I didn't know you could use Botox. I guess that is something that people use for medicinal purposes other than just filling their forehead, right?
Migraines, TMJ, when your jaw locks up. Lots of different things Botox can be used for. Because it essentially, if you target the right muscles, it will paralyze those muscles. So he must have had something that was maybe compressing onto his vocal cords.
Yeah.
So the Botox injections would stop that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing, without surgery, plus, you know, no more wrinkles.
Right. Hey, hooray! He continued to perform until his death, a regular guest at Willie's annual 4th of July picnic, playing last year live on stage, making an online appearance at the picnic, but that was virtual. So, anyway, we note the passing of Johnny Bush, the songwriter of Whiskey River and other famous songs. Next up here, in terms of music, Christopher Cross apparently had a really bad case of COVID. It almost killed him. He was temporarily paralyzed, Victoria, describing the battle as the darkest days he's ever experienced. He's 69 now. This song, Sailing, was his biggest. Spent 10 days battling the virus in the intensive care unit back in April. He said he couldn't walk, could barely move. He has won 5 Grammys, very successful writer, producer. He and his girlfriend began to feel sick after a trip to Mexico City. Then they tested positive. After 3 weeks, he appeared to be on the mend, feeling well enough to go to the supermarket. When he got home, his health took a turn for the worse and his legs gave out. Diagnosed with a rare neurological disorder known as Guillain-Barré. I think I've heard that before, but I don't know who else has had it.
But this is the kind of stuff that, like, the virus brought this out of him.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And your body attacks your own nervous system.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi are set to discuss a new coronavirus relief package on Monday. The Senate is back in session on Monday, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the floor this afternoon. Senator Ron Johnson is calling on the FBI to answer questions about a reported meeting between former Vice President Joe Biden and a senior official from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
The FBI has a duty to inform us. If they believe this is maybe, you know, Russian disinformation, they should give us a defensive briefing. Why did they sit on it? Are they covering up just because Hunter Biden might be engaged in things that also maybe should have been investigated and possibly prosecuted?
the Republican speaking there on Fox News, the Biden campaign has denied the meeting ever took place. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
A casket display outside a Brooklyn nursing home in New York had 6,500 copies of Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's new book dumped into it to represent the number of people who've died from the coronavirus due to his administration's policies regarding sick senior citizens. Back in March, the governor had a mandate that prevented nursing homes from turning away COVID-19 patients to protect the more medically feeble among them. The governor on Sunday saying his administration could have done a better job to protect nursing homes. As the coronavirus continues, many people are leaving cities in droves, including San Francisco. San Francisco's bleak economic vital signs over the past 6 months strongly suggest residents are leaving amid record job losses and people being able to work remotely.
If everyone's working from home, we need room for our Zoom calls. We need to make sure that our kid can sleep in the other room. And so there are all these reasons we suddenly need more space. And San Francisco has got to be about the worst place in the country to find square footage for your dollar. So these people are looking for bigger homes where working from home actually works.
Jeff Zucker, a real estate expert with Zillow.com. This woman's been trying to sell her condo since May to no avail.
Pre-COVID, I think we would have had a much better chance. Absolutely.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Before half the hour, this is the house that Doug built with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is off today, so here we are, checking, spot checking what's going on here, there, and everywhere inside the world. We talk about every, you know, when you think about it, every time we come back from, let's say, a news broadcast or something like that, or it's a new day, we are confronted with stories about the change in America. Our work habits are different. Our social habits are different. Where we work, it doesn't affect you or me because, Victoria, we've been doing this remotely for years. People say things.
Yeah, we were prepared.
Sounds like we are all in the same room, but we aren't. And we have never been. I've never done this from, well, it's been a long time since I did this from a studio in a radio station. I have had studios set up in my home. Victoria does her broadcast from her home. Jennifer is at her home, and that's how we put this all together. And it's only because we're good that it sounds like we're all in the same room, if I do say so myself. But think about I think the belief is that a lot of us will never return to the work environment that we used to have before last March, the formal office setting, continuing to work remotely. Your husband works now at home. Mm-hmm. He used to travel to New York, and he probably isn't going to until, what, next year sometime?
Well, definitely 2021 at some point. Yeah. No one really knows. And his company, he works for a large media company, and so they've been doing a lot of employee surveys trying to kind of gauge how people feel about, you know, a limited schedule or being in the office. I know a friend of mine works for a private equity firm, and she said they're trying to come up with, like, different pods. So on certain days, you know, pod A will be in on Tuesdays, and then they, you know, just stagger it.
Yeah.
But a lot of companies, though, especially in Manhattan, which is where we're right outside the city, so a lot of companies are realizing they don't need all the office space that they pay for.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So,
huge difference in the value of office space in big cities, especially. So I'm wondering, for those of you who have had this change, do you like it? Do you like working from home instead of going to the office? Are you getting as much done? Are you getting more done? I've heard it both ways. People who have children at home sometimes are distracted.
That's tough. Yeah.
But the other side of it is that they've been working longer. They start earlier in the morning. I think Lewis does that, and they work later into the evening to get their work.
Absolutely. From I've seen lots of studies on it, and just from watching my husband and his colleagues, I think productivity is way up. Because you're cutting out an hour. I think the average American has like a 45-minute commute. That's on average. So if you cut out the hour and a half of commuting a day, and you cut out a lunch break, and you cut out wandering around the office and talking to people in the break room, you know, if you really think about it, how many solid hours is someone really sitting at their desk only concentrating on their job and not online shopping or checking Facebook or, you know, it's I don't know. I feel like I'm not surprised. At first, you know, when people say, oh, everyone's going to work from home, you think of someone just watching, you know, TV all day. But that's not the case at all. And I think employers are finding that their employees are doing a lot more than they anticipated that they would. I mean, he has conference calls that start at 6 o'clock at night now. He never had any meetings that went after 4 or 5 o'clock. So, you know, people are home, and a friend of mine is an executive assistant, and she said she gets emails from her boss at 9 o'clock at night, and she's on her phone, and she's doing things for her boss at 9 o'clock at night. In the past, she would never have been doing that. She would leave the office at 5 and get on, you know, her commute on the way home. And
the routine has been broken, in a manner of speaking. And so you wonder about the thing that, when I turn it around, though, thinking about how I worked collaboratively. I'm thinking about, I was the ops director at WEEI in Boston for a couple of years in the mid-80s. And I did a study. This was an all-news station. There were 15 news people that were on the air. And what I did, when I went in, and I didn't know what I was getting into. I was a program director when I was a kid in my early 20s. The station in Worcester, Mass. And I didn't like being the boss. I'd rather be on the air, and that was it. But in this circumstance, somebody sort of, they headhunted me, and I went in there and tried to make, it was a mess. It had been a CBS station. And so the first thing I found out was that the anchors that are getting paid for 8 hours a day, they were, I think union minimum at that time was 35 or 40 bucks an hour. And they were getting paid for 8 hours a day, and the average person was working 4.5. You know, you look at those numbers, okay, so can we get it up a little bit? When I quit, it was up to like 6.5 hours, but they were still being paid for 8. And the guy who worked from midnight on the air until 5 would show up at 5 before 12, never did any prep. He was on the air he got paid for 8 hours, but he's on the air for less than 5. So it's that, you know, you see that sort of thing. And so I wonder if when we, you know, you leave people on their own, are they going to take advantage of it or not? If you're a good employee, you aren't. And if you are a good employee, you know, you're going to work to make sure that you've satisfied your bosses. Because how do you keep your job if the bosses aren't satisfied? I think that'd be the way I'd want to look at it, frankly. Speaking of changes, you can rent an AMC theater now, Victoria, for $99. Wow. Customers renting out the auditoriums. And what they're doing is having private screenings. So can you get any movie that you want? Is that what happens here?
Any movie. Well, I don't know about any movie, but you can get current movies. And there are, like, the few that are actually out in theaters now. And mm-hmm. then, depending on what movie it is, you know, the prices go from $99 up to $350. And then there are, you know, depending on the location, and then you get your food and drink all built in, so it's like a whole big package. But okay. you can have up to 20 people. So if you think about it, if you're, you know, private birthday party or a private event, you know, you have people that you, if you feel safe and you trust, that are in your bubble, then this is, I think this is a great solution. You're not mixing with strangers, and it's safe, and it's really fun.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, AMC is really, they are really banking on this business model working. So
yeah.
for their sake, I really hope it does, because they've already said
they're
that
they
can
run out of money by the end of
yeah.
the year if they don't. Yeah.
If they don't come up with something. So I think this is a creative way that maybe people will respond to.
Yep, I think it's a great idea, frankly. Speaking of what we're doing for funding and how we're staying afloat, apparently there's going to be a vote this week on more funding for the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program to help small businesses. I have frankly applied and used it. Senators are going to take up a $500 billion version of the stimulus package, expanded unemployment benefits. See, I'm against that. I've seen the ability of people in businesses like mine, not the radio business, but the farm. I can't get any help. None. I shouldn't say none, but not to the extent that I needed during the summer, because people were getting more money not to work based on this faulty, there wasn't enough supervision. There are a lot of people who really need this and who should have access to it, but because the program started and spread it, the PPP thing itself is badly monitored, and apparently...
Oh, it was a mess in the beginning.
It still is. Yeah. They are apparently going to just forgive everybody because they haven't got the ability to... I mean, there'll be a few things you have to show in order to have it forgiven, but for the most part, they just want to move on. And so here we have this new expanded unemployment benefit package. I hope that they're going to be smart enough to make sure that it is better monitored. You know, all of these programs, we've talked about the farm aid that went to the wrong places, and that's the problem with these big government proposals, especially if they're not being monitored or if they're, you know, they just, in this case, shotgun approach. We have a lot of people in there in distress, dire need, and so they go through it. You know, I saw something, I think it was yesterday in the New York Times, Victoria, about how people who are very wealthy have done very well under the circumstances, making, I think I saw Bezos as the prime example, who is worth 130.
He doubled his wealth, right?
Yeah, right. He's the guy that runs Amazon. But there are plenty of others who have done the same thing. Gates is an example. Most of the names that you know, what's his face, the speculation, by the way, I can hardly wait for Jennifer to be back here. There's a whole big thing in Los Angeles about somebody who's been at the airport flying around the planes, guy going to be crazy, with a jetpack. Remember the old movie Rocket Man?
Mm-hmm.
It was 25 years ago.
It was the Rocketeer, right?
Rocketeer, thank you. Yeah.
Yep.
So Elon Musk has been, a lot of people think it's him. Because he's got a space suit on, and they got the rocket stuff strapped to his back, and he's flying around.
I don't know that it's a person, though, because I was watching this, a lot of the local news coverage, and there's a pilot. There's a jetpack company. I forget the name of it. It might just be called Jetpack. But that CEO said that this could either be a one-off thing where a person is doing it, maybe like an Elon Musk who's kind of crazy enough to do it. But this, the newest one that was spotted, and this is right in LAX where the planes are landing. I mean, this is really dangerous. So a lot of pilots are saying this is very dangerous. But the jetpack guy said the most recent sighting was at 6,000 feet, and he said that they've never had a human go that high. So he thinks that it's either a drone or that maybe it's like a dummy in the suit, and that it's being controlled remotely.
You can breathe up to 10,000. The oxygen, when you're in an airplane, the oxygen goes on at 10,000 feet.
Yeah.
You can
breathe. He said that they've had people flying, but if you think about it, in a jetpack, you're just totally exposed.
You're
so if your jetpack fails, you know, you've got to have your parachute and everything ready to go.
See you later, alligator.
It's scary.
Bunga bunga. Yeah, kind of scary. Here's something that will not scare you. We have a collective group of programs that I do in addition to the DJV show. I do things every week that are hopefully going to speak to you about various needs that we have in our lives, from food to the health of people in your family. And your spiritual health is something that I feel very strongly about. So 3 or 4 years ago, I created a show called Your Hidden Power. And every week we do something different. So we have 164 episodes, which would lead me to believe that we've been doing it for over 3 years. How's that for math? 52 weeks a year. You got it, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Episode 164 is us focusing on how your spirit can speak to your soul. It can be religious or not. Doesn't make any difference, because this does not, you know, your spiritual beliefs, I don't think, are predicated by religion in the main. It goes deeper than that. Religion could be a part of it, for sure. But we have discussions with paranormalists. We have people who are spiritual teachers, guidance from astrologers and psychics and so on. That's the kind of thing you get in Your Hidden Power. So if that floats your boat, and a lot of people are into alternative thinking, you might want to check it out at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
During the 1980 presidential campaign, Ronald Reagan struck the killing blow to President Jimmy Carter's chances for re-election by asking one simple question: are you better off than you were 4 years ago? A recent Gallup poll asked voters the same question. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. According to the poll, 56% of voters said they were better off than they were before President Trump took office. This percentage is higher than when the same poll was conducted during President George W. Bush and Barack Obama's administrations. When Reagan asked this question, the answer was a resounding no, as evidenced by his solid victory over Jimmy Carter. But in 2020, the answer seems to be yes. But what does this predict about the 2020 election? If American voters believe that Trump contributed to their improved circumstances, then it could mean that they will support the president regardless of the polls. Either way, it is clear that Reagan's question is every bit as relevant today as it was in 1980. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Money Pit Time, 53 past the hour. Tom Kreitler is here from Money Pit.
Money Pit.
Yes, okay. So many of you probably live in a dream, your dream home, and also it's a money pit. I've spent so much money on my house this summer. The guys who have worked for me on the farm, I put them to the task of putting a new roof on the back side of the house. Yep. And then once they got there, they found, you know, when you get up close to the, when you're putting a roof on, you're really close to the siding.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of siding you can't see from the ground is all chipped and cracked. And
Doug,
so if you looked at the side, the back side of my house, you'd think that I was tearing the house down.
The four most expensive words in home improvement. While you're at it.
Yeah. At it. We're at it, all right.
Yeah.
So anyway, Tom is here to help you understand what's going on. Your questions. Listener Carrie lives here in Massachusetts. He has an attached garage, Tommy. Mm-hmm. Gets kind of cold in the wintertime. Duh. I plan to use the space more this season and wonder what's the best way to insulate it. That's a good question for this time of
year. Yeah, it is, because, you know, we're all spending more time at home and we're taking on projects and we want to use all those spaces to their maximum advantage. So for a garage, if it's attached, there's only one wall in the garage that actually is insulated, and that is the wall between the house and the garage. Mm-hmm. The other walls would not. They would not be required to be insulated. So a couple of things come to mind. First of all, take a look at that ceiling, and if you have a traditional garage where you have a framed ceiling and then sort of the attic above it, I would insulate that ceiling space.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I would consider insulating the walls. Now, if the walls are sheetrocked, you have to take an additional consideration here. It's kind of a pain in the neck because you'd have to use a blown-in product or you'd have to take the walls down. So that's a harder area to insulate. So just kind of thinking about what's the easiest thing to do, insulating the ceiling. And then the garage door itself, if you have a garage door that's not insulated, Doug, you could get foam panels like Dow foam board that's 1 inch thick. And you could adhere those to the back of the door panels, especially those like aluminum door panels that are really chilly and drafty. And that will help warm that space. And then lastly, think about a garage heater. You know, I have a garage. It's a detached garage. And I was able to insulate the walls, but it has no heating system. And I put in a kerosene heater that does a really good job. And it's a pretty big garage. It's 600 square feet. So it's 2.5 cars because they have a little shop in there.
Yes.
And the kerosene heater, you know, did fine for me for that space. You have to make sure you use one that's designed for an interior space, not the one that's like a construction job site kerosene heater, because that puts off too much off gas.
Right. You get sick under that circumstance. All right. The folks that are working with Tom come up with some great ideas. It's always one good thing after another. So now we have a new, it's called the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. I'm looking at here on your website, moneypit.com.
Yep.
So how do you get into this thing, and what do we have at stake? I'm curious about this. Maybe I'll enter it myself.
Well, you know, most folks are trying to fix up their homes in time for the holidays, because right, that's when you're going to have your bubble over, you know, your few friends and family that are in your bubble. But we're working with riverbendhome.com, and it's called the $3,500 Riverbend Home Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. We're going to have three winners. They're going to get merchandise credit from riverbendhome.com, which, by the way, is a beautiful, beautiful site.
Riverbendhome.com. Yeah. Okay.
$2,000, $1,500, and $1,000 merchandise credits. And you can use those for any bath product from American Standard or Growy. So you can buy your fixtures, your faucets, you know, all of the different sinks that you need, shower heads. All of those products, get them from Riverbend Home if you win this sweepstakes, and you could really dress up that bathroom space just in time for the holidays. And you can enter once a day, and then once you enter, you'll find that you can also qualify for bonus entries by sharing the sweepstakes on your website.
You're the only one who does that. I don't know anybody else who runs contests that's that generous that has people sign up every day.
Well, there are a lot of folks that do that. Not, you know, it's an option. You can enter up to once a day.
Right.
So we limit it to once a day, and it's fantastic.
The more you enter, the better your chance at winning.
Exactly. Go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Right.
Moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can see photos of all the cool stuff there.
Moneypit.com/podcast. Will enter you into a way to deer-proof your home, a deer now in suburbia.
Yeah, taking over.
And moving right in.
Yeah. You know, I tell a story this week in the podcast about my own home. I mentioned, you said, how am I this morning? I said, I'm sore from yard work because we had euonymus bushes, which the deer call lunch.
Yeah.
And they had really decimated it, so we tore them all out and we're replacing them with green giant arborvitaes.
Really?
Deer proof.
Right. They like the corn and pumpkins around me and the farm.
I bet.
What a pain with that stuff.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.